Impact for a long and healthy life.
This version of America Tonight. All the action is in New Hampshire and in Denver and in New Orleans and in New York. You get my drift here. Houston as well. We're talking about the NFL. Don't forget, coming up in our next couple of segments, nail the score. I hope you're alive and thriving out there. If not, get up out of that bed. Go and gargle, get by the phone, and get ready to give me a call. You don't have to know anything about football. After all, it's just about picking numbers, much like the lottery. I use that analogy almost every time because you're just coming up with numbers. You pick a team and say what you think's going to happen, who's going to win, and what the final score will be. What's very, very cool is that the prize pack is, I think it's more about bragging rights, to be honest, but you might be interested in the prizes. And somebody sweetened the deal this week. If we should have anybody who nails the score, what you will win is one of those Magellan Roadmate travelers. And the Magellan Roadmate has gotten really souped up now. It's like it's worth $300 somewhere in that vicinity. And what it does is the spontaneous, because that's what I hated about the whole thing with the GPS. You know, when they make the jokes about people they would just drive right off of the gully, they'd go down the gully because they would just follow exactly what the GPS said. This one is pretty cool. It's got the touch screen, and you have the landscape mode and the maps and the traffic alerts that have been updated, and you get roadside assistance phone numbers and that kind of stuff with the AAA for the AAA members, so you can really personalize it. And if you're in a business world where you're driving around all over the place, you got that. If you're going on vacation, you can just take it with you. I like it. I think they've really even upgraded it. It's got a Wi-Fi web browser and a tour thing, so you can, if you're somewhere and of course you have no idea where you are and you want to look stuff up to see where you can go, what the locals offer. That's on there, too. And so you get free lifetime traffic alerts and all that sort of stuff. And if you nail the score, that will be in the prize pack. How cool is that? And that's not all, but that's just something that was, of course, added to sweeten the pot, if you will. Just like when Powerball climbs to an outrageous number and suddenly we're all paying attention. All right, speaking of paying attention, before we seg into sports and nail the score and whatnot, let's talk a little politics here, because that's heavy on many of our minds, watching what's happening now coming up in New Hampshire and what's going to happen in South Carolina and the rest of the way through these primaries. I was thinking about this the other day. It's like Obama. If Obama is reelected as president, what ultimately happens with Republicans in Congress? I mean, it has been, between the two, it has been very ugly this year. So the president, I think, has had a year of beltway paralysis, as Eleanor Cliff would say. So why would we think that this president would do better the second time around? Are we looking down the barrel of four more years of gridlock while this president is on the sidelines, even though Congress, what's the approval rating? 11%. When you're the president, the one thing, even if you're from a different party, you have to do is help with the legislative process. Has he helped with the legislative process? And I tell you what, I think if the president does win this time around, I think that he would probably have a much narrower victory in 2012 than in 2008. However, I don't have a crystal ball or a GPS that can tell me exactly what will happen. I do know that there are a lot of people that are saying, forget about the anybody but Romney cry. How about anybody but Obama? And I'm talking about some longtime Democrats who are not happy with who they voted for, and they didn't get that hope and change that they thought they were going to get. And part of that comes on the heels of some things that have happened recently. All right, so here's the latest with the Republicans. The Rasmussen and Gallup polls are showing a big surge by Santorum, Rick Santorum, the former senator from Pennsylvania and congressman. So he's in second place among the presidential candidates, so that means he's polling well into double digits, if you want to follow that sort of thing. And he's in second with 21% of the likely primary voters in the last one, just behind Romney at 29%. And this poll was just done, and Gallup does a rolling everyday average. They use a 5-day rolling sample, so that only 20% of the interviews were conducted after Santorum showing in Iowa. They have his share of the vote increasing to 11% from 8%. And, of course, we know the story now that in a day's time, he raised $1 million based on all the excitement over Iowa and suddenly his name being out there, that he's getting his chance, his bite at the apple, if you will. And Newt Gingrich, by the way, has 16%. Ron Paul has 12%. Rick Perry and John Huntsman have 4%. Newt Gingrich, who was on the warpath about Mitt Romney and negative ads and saying they were untruths and all that other sort of stuff, talked about the wide gap with Romney. He talked about being more of an underdog and a few other things. Take a listen.
I'm clearly more of an underdog than I was. We have good response. We have people registered. I'm going to continue making the case that there's a huge difference between a Reagan conservative and a Massachusetts moderate. The difference between the experience of somebody who worked with Reagan and somebody who rejected Reagan's policies. I think it's a pretty wide gap between Governor Romney and me.
All right. He's hoping it's a wide gap because I think what's happened is now Newt Gingrich has gotten out his sword and he's trying to cut down Romney as much as he can. And Romney, of course, has a big war chest and he's using a lot of that toward the campaign ads that he's running. And some of the ads, by the way, have now taken a chunk out of the president and with what's happened in the last couple of days, appointing the positions, the Richard Cordray position in the consumer area. And, of course, the National Labor Relations Board appointments as well, when you've got everybody out in Congress. So not getting the approval and just kind of doing the end around, not kind of, but doing the end around that process. Romney's taken out ads to talk about that effect. So he's focusing a little bit on Obama this time around in New Hampshire and not so much the other Republican candidates, which is interesting, kind of leapfrogging that and thinking, okay, well, let's move ahead and let's go after the guy I really want to knock off, because I think he's trying to say, I'm confident, I think I'm going to be the one. He is, after all, the projected winner. But just because you're the projected winner, since we don't have a crystal ball, we certainly can't say for sure. Remember Dewey. Remember your history class. Stay with us. Nail the Score next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
So who will it be? It is wild card weekend. The Bengals and the Texans, the Lions and the Saints, the Falcons and the Giants, the Steelers and the Broncos. Those are the four games on tap this particular weekend. As some teams are on the sidelines getting that bye, waiting to see who they'll meet. And I can't wait to see some of these games. The Lions, I hope, make it competitive with the Saints. The Bengals and the Texans, interesting for Houston. They're hosting it at home. They've got a great chance to move ahead in this one. The Giants, you know, if I were going to just pick them all, I'm just going to pick them straight through because Al asked me to just go through them. And I'm going to say Texans, Saints, Giants. You ready for this? Here's my upset special. Broncos. Tim Tebow will respond, and Big Ben Roethlisberger is having ankle problems. So despite the experience, and really the odds-on favorite should be the Steelers, although they're playing in Denver, and Pittsburgh's favored by 9. I think that's going to be the upset of the weekend. All right, it's not about that, though. We got to pick a game and see what team will prevail and what we think the final score will be. Don't be shy. 800-259-5791. We have the computer loaded, ready to go. Let it roll, Donovan Madsen. Aha! How about that? The game I just mentioned. It's the late game on Sunday, 4:30 Eastern kick. The Steelers and the Broncos. I mentioned a Roethlisberger who didn't seem to be 100%, but what will we see from Tebow? You know, Tebow and the Broncos are 3-5 at home. He's not responsible for all those games, but the talk is about him regardless of the other people that are on the field with Tebow. He needs protection by the offensive line, obviously, and there are a lot of major factors in this. Pittsburgh getting the major respect from the odds makers, or maybe they're trying to trick you, goad you into going for the Steelers. So I'm going to stick with the Broncos and hope that we see an upset. I don't want this to be a predictable weekend in football, and I'd love to see some close games. I think if you're going to waste a couple hours in front of the tube, that it should be for a good reason, and the good reason is to see a good game. So here's my final score, and this is tough to come up with a final score. You know, that's the thing. My scores have been crappy. My picks have been pretty good this year, but my scores have been... There was one that I was close. There was an Eagles game where I was close, but I still didn't nail it, and I was so I was off again. But, boy, if I say high scoring, then it's a low scoring game, and it's, you know, it's always reverse. I'm going to say... I'm going to say that the final score is Denver 27, Pittsburgh, it's not good when I laugh when I say that, 24. How's that? But what do you say, America? Who cares what I think? What do you think? 800-259-5791. I'm a lousy picker. I'm good at picking the team, terrible at nailing the score. I hope one of you is good at nailing the score, because I would love to see somebody win this down the stretch. So don't be shy. You can also hit us up at americatonight.net. We've got a few, and I'll make sure that I go to those. Let's start with Herschel in Missouri. Hey, Herschel.
I'm going to pick Pittsburgh 19 and Denver 12.
12. All right, so 19-12 Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I'm going to cut it short. I got to go to work. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. I think that, how about this? We could have a contest. What do you think Herschel does for a living? It sounded like I heard a lot of radio chatter in the background, but it could be radio chatter. It could be anything, actually. He could be anything from working a Wendy's window to dispatch somewhere. Could be at a hospital. All right, 19-12, his guess is probably better than mine. He's thinking the defenses are going to step up big and live large in this game, and that could be. Rick in Illinois, hello.
Hello, Kate. Did I hear you say you're going out to New Hampshire next week?
I am.
Yeah. Are they going to let you drive the Republican clown car?
No, but Herman Cain's going to let me get on his 999 bus.
I got delusional.
He's gonna 999.
He's gonna lay my ready to hit him up the head with that frying pan. I was mine.
You know, and he did say that he would endorse somebody who would endorse that philosophy and adopt some of his other policies. He would throw his endorsement their way, but I don't know that anyone's gonna really take him up on it.
Well, no, because they all cut him down when he's still running. They all made fun of him.
Exactly.
That make any sense as worst plan ever heard. Well, I'm like you. I think the Steelers are hurting on defense and all that. So I got Steelers at 21, Denver at 24.
Oh, okay. So you like Denver to win it too. That would be a big win
for them. Well, it's kind of a toss-up, but I think I'm going with Denver because the Steelers' defensive people are hurting more.
That's what I think. And I think that sprained left ankle for Roethlisberger has gotten worse. And, of course, Rashard Mendenhall is out.
Yeah.
He's got a torn ACL. So there are some key players, yeah.
I think a couple of guys on the defense, too.
They are. They're banged up. Yeah.
So I think Denver's going to pull it out.
Yeah, I do, too. I do, too. I think that maybe Tebow lost some magic down the stretch and had some fumbles and interceptions, but the injuries will play in his favor.
Well, there's no tomorrow now, so they're going to play all out. So.
Yeah, of course. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Rick, enjoy the game.
All right, you take care.
Thank you. You, too. Let's move to Joseph in Connecticut. Hey, Joseph.
Hello, Miss Kate. Hey.
Hello.
Oh, I picked opposite what you did. Okay.
You picked Pittsburgh 27 and Denver 24.
Correct. Okay.
All right, Pittsburgh. We'll see if you're right, Joey. Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Okay.
I love that. I picked opposite of you. You know, you're probably right. I just gave you the keys to the kingdom because I said I was crappy at the actual score and better at just picking the teams themselves. Although Joe didn't even buy that. He picked Pittsburgh. Okay, how about Phil in Missouri? Hey, Phil.
Hey, Kate. I'm going with you on Denver. I'd like for Denver to pull a surprise, and I think it'll be 21-17 Denver.
Ooh, I like that score, too. 21-17. Phil, you are locked and loaded.
Thank you much, Kate.
Thank you. Enjoy the games. I think a lot of people are going to be watching this one. This might, when the breakdown for the ratings comes through, I'll be curious to see, is this going to be the highest rated for wild card weekend anyway? You know, the Steelers have allowed a league low. I was reading the statistic, and statistics are like polls. There are so many similarities between politics and sports. But anyway, the Steelers have allowed 3 touchdowns in 6 games since week 16. They do have Lamar Woodley back because he had a string left hammy, so he's back. That could be big. But they're not going to have Ryan Clark, and that's a huge blow to them. So they've got Ryan Mundy in his place. And I don't know, there's injuries really on both sides of this, but how much will, you know, this is now the high of playing in the playoffs. You do have a home crowd behind you, and that may make all the difference. And this, I don't know if I've said this before, but after covering enough coaches and talking to them, it always sounds like they're saying the same thing in a different sort of way, but turnovers, especially in the playoffs, are always a big factor. A fumble here, a timely interception, a crazy safety, a blocked field goal. There's all kinds of things that all of a sudden, you know, the cat's out of the bag and the black cat's out of the bag and somebody gets unlucky on a couple plays. That may happen in this game. The teams have played each other certainly enough in the past, but again, those statistics, who cares, because you have different players that are on the field, so I never put much stock in any of that. And it's really going to be on what's going to happen with Tebow. Is he going to get sacked? Is there going to be a lot of push to, you know, confuse him, a lot of confusion? Are they going to do those pre-snap moves? What's going to happen? It's really, a lot of this is on Tebow. More Nail the Score coming up next.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid with detoxes, whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase. Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
America Tonight, Dave in Vermont has emailed us, I think since I started doing this. He says it's the Broncos 27-21. How about that? So 27-21. What do you think is going to happen? Will it be the Broncos or will it be Pittsburgh? And, of course, injuries really on both sides. We've already talked about that. And you can throw out all the analysis anyway, throw in the factor of the fans, but also throw in the experience of Pittsburgh. There's a reason why Roethlisberger and Mike Tomlin have a couple of rings. They're pretty comfortable. And, of course, reconnaissance on both sides of the ball in looking at the Broncos and looking at Pittsburgh. The wise guys will tell you not to go with my pick, which is Denver, but who cares about that? That's like, it's like reviewers of movies. You know, they have the Rotten Tomatoes. Does everyone know what Rotten Tomatoes is? And sometimes I agree with them, but sometimes I'll look at it and these movies I like, they'll give it like, you know, a terrible rating. I think, why am I even looking at this? Because I don't always agree with the reviews in the first place, even though I know some of them are done by a lot of people weighing in. I usually go in the swim in a different direction, too, when it comes to movies, which, by the way, I'm going to just quickly throw this in because we have our cheap movie review coming up next hour. I saw Sherlock Holmes and it was really, really, really good. Not what I expected. I mean, I thought it was even better than what I expected, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Let's go to George in Kentucky. Hey, George.
Hey, today I got my number 15 Tebow hat in the mail today, so I'm going to go with 14-15, Tebow and team, all the way.
All right, Georgia, fan of Tebow. I love that. So
yes,
we'll say
God first.
I like that. And Tebow, everybody's focused on him, and this could be his moment to really shine. He's got a lot of converts, if you will. George, enjoy that hat. Enjoy the game.
Hey, and I enjoy your show.
Thank you. Appreciate that, brother. And 15-14. George could be on to something. That's one of those scores. Jay in Kentucky. Yo, Jay, what's happening?
What's up, Kate? I say Tebow's luck runs out. It's going to be 20-9.
Ooh, 20-9, Pittsburgh.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have your terrible towel ready?
Oh, well, I'm not really a Pittsburgh fan, so I have no interest in this either way other than some bragging rights. But if I don't win bragging rights and somebody else does, $50 BP gas card still in the pot, or $100 bill if you rent one of our cabins. And you will have to get in touch with Kate Delaney to find out where we're located.
Woohoo! Hey, I'm going to give away that location. Thanks, Jay. They could use their GPS that they would also win.
There you go.
That we're giving away.
It'll take them right to the Smoky Mountains.
That's right. Smoky Mountains, baby. You got to love the Smoky Mountains. Set up that GPS and head out there. It's interesting that Jay threw that in, which was so nice of him, but we used to go to the Smoky Mountains. Of course, it's been a while for me. I love mountains. Oh, I miss living by the mountains. And I was with a group of people that, we were talking about this just a couple of days ago, a trip to the mountains. Where do you go? And I used to go, but I went a couple of times to Smoky Mountains. And also, although they seem like hills in comparison where I was, but the Blue Ridge Mountains, for people who know where the Blue Ridge Mountains are. And then, of course, if we wanted a short driving distance, we'd go to the Poconos. Please hold your jokes when it comes to the Poconos. But they actually had some pretty decent skiing there. There was a place that is still there called Jack Frost that I used to go and ski. Seems like hills, though, compared to some of the Utah skiing and the great powder stuff in Colorado. 800-259-5791. Talking about the nailing the score, you have a chance to get in on this action. I got a whole bunch of emails. I'll go through those. We already threw out Dave in Vermont's. And you have to get in by the top of the hour or you are not eligible. So this game is just one of four games on the docket. The computer randomly picked it. I like the choice, though. Depending on what happens with the wild card, then you go into the divisional round after that. And if Denver does pull that out, it could be pretty tough afterwards once you get deeper into the division. You know, if you look at the AFC, you're talking about New England or Baltimore. Pick your poison of those teams. And New England showed some chinks. I'd almost, in that case, I'd almost take probably New England. And then by the time we whittle this whole thing down, of course you go to the Super Bowl, that's in Indianapolis. And would you believe February 5th. I actually had a chance to go, and I couldn't. I had something else that was coming up on that weekend. But I'm happy for the people in that area because they get the chance to host the Super Bowl. And there's a lot of people in the Midwest that even if they don't root for whoever the teams are going to end up being, because, of course, the Colts, you saw what happened there, that are already got their tickets and are so excited. Alan in Kentucky, you got a chance here. Hey, Alan.
Morning. I'm a Pittsburgh man.
Hmm.
I like 17-10.
All right. I love that you qualify that. 17-10. So go terrible towels. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you. Bye.
There are a lot of people that are Pittsburgh fans. You know, the Cowboys are supposedly America's team, but you could say that Pittsburgh is the maybe second or third team in the wings. Dale in Montana. Dale in Missouri. Hey, Dale.
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
I'm going to go for Tebow. I think they're going to win in overtime 20-17.
20-17. I like that. I love that you threw in that overtime. I'll tell you what, if Denver wins 20-17 and it's not overtime, we're still going to give it to you. How about
okay.
that?
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks.
I love that he's being so specific. Overtime. You know what? I'm going to say, thanks, Dale. If it was overtime, I would be so stoked. Oh, I would be so excited if it came down to overtime. Because to me, especially since I don't have a dog in this hunt, I would love for it to come down to the edge of your seat and then over the seat. And that's what it would be if that happened. I don't want to see any blowouts. I already said this, but you know how it is, guys. You invest some time in these games, and if I'm going to invest some time, I'm tuning out if it starts to become a blowout. Maybe not in this one. I might watch this one because, remember, there have been some wild comebacks this season, but I don't think I could hang if in any of the games if one team is just getting pounded. That's, for me, it's like watching paint dry. As much as I just totally love football, if it has the makings of complete no way do you come back in it, then I have left the building. I want to throw this in just quickly in the mix here because, you know, we're proud about our Olympic athletes, aren't we? And I'm hoping to get Michael Phelps on the show. You know, I've been pounding them for a while. Might get lucky. But he's back into his 10,000 calories a day. Can you imagine? What would we look like if we ate 10,000 calories a day and just watched football? Of course, he is swimming and burning all of those calories up. That's the whole idea there. So he's getting ready to get in the pool, but there's also a whole bunch of qualifying that's going on for the Olympics. I don't know how many of you listening, you know, that's another one of those things. Will you pay attention to what's happening? And, you know, with the rosters like basketball, the Olympic spots are set, but they still have the final rosters. And, of course, the U.S. men are coming off of gold in 2008, and the women are 33-0. About that record, going back to the Olympics since 1992. So I think that it's inevitable that, once again, the basketball, they're going to clean up probably in basketball. And then the other sport, I don't know why this is one that I'll just tune in and out of it. But the whole marathon thing, oh, anyone who can run a marathon, really, honestly, I bow to you. Because even in the best shape that I could possibly get in, I don't think the lung capacity, that stamina, I just don't think I could do it. 26.2 miles. And there's some really good U.S. contenders. Somebody sent me a text about one woman, Deneen Castor, her name is, and she's 38 years old, and I guess she's got nothing but speed. And then for the men, there's a guy who's 36, and he was a silver medalist back in 2004, and his name is Meg Kofinski. I hope I'm saying that right. And he had a personal best at the New York City Marathon. So I wrote those names down when I got that text, because I'm going to pay attention to them. The top marathon average, the top people running this, just under 5-minute miles for 26.2. Can you imagine? What would I do? 5-minute miles. I'm thinking out loud, so I know you're all chuckling. I don't know. What would I do for, well, first of all, 26, forget it, but 5-minute miles, we might have to. You have to add a few minutes to that total for me if I were clocking myself. All right, we're going to step away for a few of those minutes, then come back with more of Nail the Score here on America Tonight.
Long Range Patrol Ration Entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
I like to see you right across the floor. I like to do the thing to your collarbone, though. I like to reggae, but you dance too fast for me. I like to make my feel. You can make me scream. You're the only woman. What is wrong with me? You're the only woman.
Wonder what Tebow's thinking about right now. What could he possibly be thinking about? I think he's thinking about, gotta steal this deal. And if he does, he seems to have a good head on his shoulder. I don't know if I've told this story before or not, but I had a chance to speak to him a couple of times when I was doing Fox Sports Radio, and seemed like a great guy. He was, kind of rolled along with what we were talking about, and this was, of course, back in the Florida days. Now making a leap to the pros, and at this point beyond, let's make the leap, and now I'm the guy. And of course, all of you know the Tebow story. Lately, the magic has been lost, but he captivated a lot of attention when he was on his fifth win, sixth win, all that sort of stuff, including by the management for the Denver Broncos. Reluctantly, John Elway has to give it to Tebow, because whether or not he's handing off or has made mistakes or then ultimately is pulling it out with a perfect final play, it's working. And that's all that matters. It's the wins. Ask Tony Romo, the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, about that. He's got the sexy stats, but who cares? Because they're not winning. They're not in the playoffs. They didn't make it to the playoffs. All right, I want to throw this in to remind everybody, if you do nail the score, if Dave in Vermont, his guess is right, 27-21 Broncos, or if Jay in Kentucky is right, 29, Pittsburgh, or Dale, who we just talked to in Missouri, is right, 2017 Broncos, then part of that prize package will have the Magellan Roadster in it, and or Roadmate, and it's really, really neat. I looked at it the other day, and it's got, of course, now they're all light, but it's got Wi-Fi, and it has free lifetime maps and traffic alerts. So picture yourself driving down the road trying to find the nearest Dunkin' Donuts, and you just say, Dunkin' Donuts, and it helps you find where you want to go. That is the key. I think I explained this earlier. For me, I don't want to look at maps and try to be driving with one eye looking over at a map or something and listening to some British voice that I can't understand tell me to go 2 miles southwest or whatever. So this Magellan isn't like that. It's very, very specific because it has the Where Am I feature where you can easily access whatever you need, including the local fare, whatever it is, you know, coffee shops, restaurants, gas stations, whatever. Or if it's someplace you're going on vacation, you don't know it. I know a lot of you travel just from, you know, neighboring states or in that southeast quarter, you go up and down. You know, we used to do it when we lived in New Jersey. We would go, we had cousins in actually Georgia, and we'd go there and then go down to Florida. And boy, there were times when we really could have used a Magellan Roadmate so that we could see what the lay of the land was when somehow we got lost, or there were alternative routes that you could take, but you didn't know them because you didn't have the traffic, of course. You were trying to find it. You were flipping around, but you didn't know the local station. So this is part of it, what you would get in your prize pack, and it's a $300 value. If you went into the store to go pick one of these babies up, it will cost you $300. Probably more than that by the time you slap on the taxes. So if you want to nail the score, you got to do it quickly in this segment. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Or shoot me the guess at americatonight.net. This one from Sharb, who says, hello there, young lady. I like that start of that. I have to agree with you. I think Denver wins this, only I'm not so certain about your score. I kind of like some of the people who guessed a lower score. I think we're going to see some defense here. And I'm going to say that I think Denver wins it. The final score will be 13-7. Ooh, 13-7. That's like Georgia and Kentucky said. 15-4 would be a battle of those low numbers. And here's one from Joni. Joni says, Kate, I've been listening to the show, especially for the Nail the Score deal. I'm glad you continue to do it in the playoffs. I hadn't heard that, but I caught it quickly as I was on my way out. So here's my guess. I like Pittsburgh to win this. What are you, crazy? Denver definitely doesn't have the right stuff to overcome Pittsburgh, even with their injuries. And I'm going to say Pittsburgh wins this. The score is 20-18. Well, 20, what am I, crazy? 20-18? That's not that far apart. Is that even mathematically possible? I guess any of these numbers are mathematically possible. Wow. John, listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, John.
How are you?
I'm good. What do you think, John?
Well, I'm rooting for Denver, but I don't think they're going to be able to do it. I think Roethlisberger is going to be too much for them. And I'm going to go with 31-17. This is the first time I called to do this. Do I need to stay on the line or anything after I've posted my score?
No, 31-17. Here's what happens, John. After the game, when I go back on the air, probably on Monday, what I'll do is I'll announce if we have a winner, and you'll know because I'll be talking about it all over the place. And you call us back up, and we'll get your prizes to you if it's 31-17 Pittsburgh. Trust me, we have our fake confetti. Thanks, John. You'll be so excited if you win. And one of the things is the GPS system that I just mentioned. Edna in Kansas. Hey, Edna.
Hi.
Edna, don't you always say 21-17?
27-17.
But who do you like in this one? You can take that score. Who are you picking?
Pittsburgh.
27-17, Pittsburgh. Great. How you been doing? You been doing good?
Oh, fair.
Fair, good. Well, we're rooting for you. Keep hanging in there.
Hang in
there. Just like Tebow and the rest of the crew in Pittsburgh, because you're picking Pittsburgh. So, all right, let's see here. We went from John, Edna. Let's squeeze in Jose in Kentucky. Hello, Jose.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Muy bien, ¿y tú?
Muy bien, muy bien. Aquí saliendo de trabajar.
Trabajar, oh, mucho trabajar para mí. What do you think?
Hey, I don't know. I mean, what are your score? Anybody took your score?
My score is 27-24, Denver. And no, nobody took it. Joseph flipped my score and took Pittsburgh by that score. So do you want my score?
I want your score.
Oh, that'd be so funny if you won it. All right, Jose, have fun. Adios. 27-24, he takes mine. Let's go to Alan in Missouri. Hey, Alan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What do you think's going to happen?
I think it's going to be Pittsburgh 24-10.
Ooh, 24-10. You know, Alan, your score is probably much more realistic than mine, I got to tell you. 24-10, just a handful of points for poor old Denver, and then Pittsburgh prevails
right.
In the end.
Well, I am a Kansas City Chiefs fan, and we don't like the Denver Broncos, but I do like Tim Tebow, so.
All right, I like that qualification. Alan, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. Yeah, there's no way you could like Denver if you're a Chiefs fan. Ooh, the Chiefs falling on hard times. It was hard to predict actually what was happening with the Chiefs. I knew they were going to shake off their coach, though, for all the bravado when he came in. The first year shaky, the second year better, but no way. He couldn't hang. All right, so we got a couple of more coming in on the email, and we'll use those. I'll slip this one out here. Bridget in Connecticut. Bridget says, I think everyone's all wet on their scoring guesses. Kate, I think it's going to be a high-flying affair. Even my boyfriend backs me up. I think the final score is going to be 43-38. Woo! 43-38. The defense, what, they walk off the field, they go to lunch. Give me another hot dog. I don't want to play anymore. All right, thanks to everybody who sent me their email guesses and called in for the Elder Score. Good luck, everybody. Enjoy the games.